time began, men and women have had strange experiences for which there is no explanation, except in the secrets the ancient magicians knew. But for centuries, their secrets have been guarded in the hidden places of the Far East. Perhaps today, Frank Chandler has discovered them, as people say. He is called Chandu the Magician. Can you be sure it isn't true? The makers of White King Granulated Soap present for your enjoyment every week at this hour, Chandu the Magician. Only a few miles out of Cairo, the ancient pyramids and the mysterious Sphinx look down the centuries upon a modern luxury hotel, Mena House. Tonight at Mena House, the Stephen Hamiltons are giving a dance. Their guests, the cosmopolitan acquaintances everyone makes in the Middle East. Chandu, the magician.
Dance like an angel, Sonia, as always.
If you enjoyed dancing with me so much, you might have called for me earlier, Dimitri.
Chandler is here, ma chère. Do not concern yourself.
Who is that woman with him?
Oh, I should have known you had seen him. The lady is his sister, Madame Regent.
Ah.
I told you they had accepted the invitation, all of them.
Her son and daughter also?
Yes, indeed. So we begin, n'est-ce pas?
I am ready, Dimitri.
Well, we dance in their direction. You will present me and immediately make an excuse to leave us. I will meet you later in the garden.
Very well.
I warn you, Sonia, Chandler has lost none of his competence. His government regards him as the most skillful agent living. Even the British think he is.
Dimitri, listen to me. Frank Chandler!
Sonia!
Now I believe it is true that sooner or later the whole world comes to Cairo.
It's been years.
You cannot be more Spanish than I.
Dorothy, this is Sonia Rudislav, my sister Dorothy Regent.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And her daughter Betty.
How do you do?
And her son Bob. Miss Rudislav.
How do you do? And may I present His Highness Prince Dimitri.
How do you do, sir?
How do you do?
Your Highness.
Are you the one who is running those excavations now in the desert near Giza?
Yes, I am in charge since Monsieur Duval suddenly became ill.
Yes, I saw on the paper that he'd been taken back to France.
Uncle Frank and I were out there one day last week.
Please, come again, whenever you wish.
Thanks. Mom, don't you want to sit down? There's some chairs over here.
Well, I am so afraid I cannot join you. See, I have just torn my dress. I must find a maid to mend it, or I shall have to go home.
Oh, that's too bad. It looked as if you'd caught your heel in it, Miss Radoslav.
Yes, I think I did. Frank, you and I must have a long talk soon. But now, if you will all excuse me.
Oh, isn't she gorgeous? Uncle Frank, did you know her when you were in Cairo before?
No, Betty, I met her in London before the war.
Oh. Well,
Mademoiselle, would you care to dance?
Oh, yes, I'd love to.
You must tell me all about your delightful California.
How did you know we come from California?
Frank, I hate to have that man dance with Betty.
Why, I don't?
Well, there's something about him. I don't know. I wonder what he's a prince of.
The old Russian regime. Connie Hamilton said. The family escaped to Warsaw after the revolution.
Well, Mrs. Warren was talking to me about him a few minutes ago. She said she was going home. She's honestly afraid to be in the same room with Dimitri.
I'm a little surprised he'd come. You must know almost everybody in Cairo reads the Paris newspapers.
Did you hear about the girl who went to a dance with him in Paris and died mysteriously the next day?
Yes, Dot. And about the boy whose horse threw him and killed him while he was riding with Dimitri in the Bois.
And what about that Polish friend of his? Oh, Frank, I hate to have that man anywhere near Betty.
Well, we won't have to see him again after tonight.
Oh, we certainly won't. What? Where are they?
I don't see them now.
Oh, there. Just going out into the garden.
We'll walk over that way. Bob's certainly enjoying himself.
I knew he would once he got here.
We can go out this way.
Why, they're not out here.
Well, they can't be very far away. They just... Listen.
It can't be that sound you call the psychic summons. Not here.
It is, though. Come over here, Dot. Farther from the hotel. I am listening, my teacher.
What do you mean?
Shh. Listen.
Well, I don't hear it now, Frank.
No.
Can it be because I'm with you?
It has nothing to do with you. There.
It's gone. Tell me what you meant when you said you were listening.
I meant that my teacher in India, the yogi I studied with, is trying to speak to me.
From India?
Yes. But there's a strong influence working against it. I am listening, my teacher.
Mademoiselle, that is very amusing.
It's no use now, Dot. Betty!
Oh, is that you, Mr. Chandler? And Madame Regent. Surely you're not concerned about my showing your daughter this garden.
Mother, we've only been out here a minute.
As I know, dear. We came to get you. We're going now.
Oh, let's not. I'm having such fun.
If you would like to leave Miss Regent in my care.
Well, thank you, but she'd better come with us.
We'll say goodnight to the Hamiltons, Betty. Good night, Your Highness.
Good night, Madame. I'm enchanted to have met you.
All of you.
Well, Dmitri?
It is not necessary for you to spy on me, Sonia.
You have forced them to leave before I could exchange one word with Frank.
Christ, how could I know the girl is watched so closely?
Well, Frank suspects you already.
He cannot. I was incognito during the affair of the oil fields at Baku. We never met.
Nevertheless, he outwitted you. One more such defeat and you will be shot.
With the control of the Middle East at stake, Chandler will not defeat me again.
Dmitri, take my advice. Make a new plan.
Not at all. This is still the best way to divert his attention. These regents, one by one, they will come under my influence. They will be lost to each other, and most important of all, to Chandler.
Well, I am quite ready to console him for the loss of his family. But now that I have met him again, I wonder, will he really give up his work to search for them?
Men who allow themselves emotion of love, of pity, are at the mercy of the pitiless. I changed my plan only slightly, Sonia. I will begin by making a friend of the boy. Tomorrow morning.
Before we raise the curtain on the second act in tonight's story, may I have a word with you about the host who welcomes you to these weekly dramas of magic and mystery, White King Soap. Chandu the magician has mastered the magic secret of the ages. The makers of White King have mastered the modern science of soap making. For 89 years, this pioneer soap company has been making soap here in the West. And when homemakers discarded their scrub boards and copper boilers in favor of washing machines more than three decades ago, White King was the first to invent a granulated soap for washing machine use. Today, the makers of White King soap are proud to say there is no better soap for any washing machine, new or old, than the first washing machine soap ever made. White King granulated soap has always been a good soap. Today, rich, sudsing, fast-washing, free-rinsing White King is better than ever. Yes, for washing clothes or dishes, you'll love White King soap. Remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Cairo, Shepherd's Hotel, the crossroads of the Middle East, where Frank Chandler and the Regents are staying. The sitting room of their suite the following morning. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
Answer that, will you, Bob?
Sure. Hello. This is Bob Regent. Oh, hi. I mean, good morning. Sure, when? Okay, I'll be right down. Bye.
Where are you going?
Mademoiselle, that was Prince Dmitri. He's going to take me out and show me around that ruin in person.
Bob, you're not going anywhere with that man.
Mom, for Pete's sake. Uncle Frank.
I agree with you, Mother Bob.
Why, Mother, you don't believe all that silly stuff about Dimitri, do you?
I'm not sure.
How did you know about it, Betty?
He told me himself. That's the reason he came to Cairo. The newspapers in Paris were making his life miserable.
I don't blame the poor guy. Everybody was yakking about it last night at the party. Just because he had a bunch of bad breaks, it could happen to anybody.
Well, it's not going to happen to you, son.
I mean...
No, Bob.
Okay. But he's downstairs.
You can make some excuse. Tell him you didn't know we'd planned something else for today.
He'll sure think I'm a dope. I just came down to tell you I can't go, Dimitri. I'm sorry.
Oh, I understand, Bob. I have a word to say to you, though. Let us walk into the garden for a moment.
What's the matter?
It's for your ears alone. The bench under the trees. Voila. This is between you and me, Nespa.
Okay. What is it?
Your mother is frightened by those absurd stories about me. My friends who have mysteriously died.
Well, yes, she is.
Oui. And your uncle. Does he think I am responsible for those deaths?
I don't know.
He is said to have become, a magician, a sorcerer.
He's been studying in India ever since the war. But sorcerers went out of date in the Middle Ages, didn't they?
Well, I have heard strange tales of modern sorcery.
What's that sound?
You hear it?
Sure. What do you suppose it is?
Only my friends are able to hear it.
Well, that's funny.
Not at all. Bob, is it not time for you to break away from apron strings?
I don't know what you mean.
It is no doubt at her brother's suggestion. Your mother treats you like a child.
Mom's all right. And I've always thought my uncle was okay.
But now, you are not so certain.
I don't know. There's something funny about you. You know that?
You need not look up at the windows. If your mother is spying, she cannot possibly hear what you say.
Oh, she wouldn't do that. Or would she?
Do you still insist you cannot go out to the desert ruin with me this morning?
I don't think I'd better.
Perhaps not this time.
Maybe if you talk to my uncle...
Oh, I shall. And to your delightful mother as well.
Well, come on up now, why don't you?
That would not be wise. But remember what I say, Bob. Whenever you hear the sound you hear now, I will be with you wherever you are.
Don't get it.
You will come to understand. There are more types of sorcery than one, my young friend. I will call upon your mother this afternoon.
Holy Moses.
My regards to your uncle.
Well, I won't see him.
Won't see whom, Dot?
Dimitri. As soon as I answered the phone, he said he was doing himself the honor of calling. And before I could say a word, he'd hung up.
Hmm.
Ooh, that wind.
Dot, I wish you would see Dimitri. I want to know what he's up to.
Well, I'm afraid of him, Frank. There's something about him that freezes your blood. Oh, good heavens.
It was just the window. I'll fasten it. Where did the kids go?
Down to the native quarter to get some souvenirs to send home.
Now, listen, Dot. Dimitri will be here in a minute, and I wish that...
I'm not going to see him.
I won't let you alone with him. I'll go into my room and leave the door open.
Why should he come to see me?
That's just what I want to know. It's odd he singled us out. First Betty, and then Bob, now you. I'm beginning to think I know... There he is. Will you do it, Dot?
Well, all right, if you insist. Go in your room. I'll let him in. Good afternoon, Your Highness.
Madame.
But take this chair.
Merci. You are nervous because of the wind, Madame Regent?
No. My family went down to the native quarter an hour or so ago, and they haven't come back.
Well, do not be alarmed. These windstorms are over as suddenly as they begin.
I hope so.
So, you are alone. I am fortunate.
Mm-hmm. My brother says you hope to unearth a very old palace out in the desert.
Yes. It is fascinating to uncover rooms which have held their secrets for so many thousands of years.
I suppose so.
Madame, are you to be in Cairo long?
Why, I don't know.
But you will be free to amuse yourself while you are here?
Well, I'm planning a few things. I haven't even been to the Egyptian Museum yet.
Well, will you not give me the pleasure of showing you Cairo?
I'm sorry, I...
Surely your brother could not object.
Well, it's not that...
And I understand you are a widow. So, madame, do you hear a peculiar sound like distant music?
No, but it's probably musicians out in the street.
It is not street musicians. Oh, well... As I was saying, you are much too charming to shut yourself up in the hotel. I could...
No.
Madame.
I'm sorry. I'm not making any engagements.
The years are passing, madame. Are you satisfied to take nothing from them for yourself? Do you not hear the sound of music now?
No. And your conversation is in very bad taste.
You are not a schoolgirl.
Please go and don't come here again.
At your pleasure, madame. It's unfortunate your brother is not
here. He is here. Frank! Frank!
So that is the reason you did not dare to listen. Good afternoon, Mr. Chandler.
My sister asked you to go.
Ah, yes. The watchdog brother.
And keep away from Bob and Betty. Is that clear?
Ah, yes. Of course.
Good afternoon.
Dimitri, why must you suddenly race to the desert ruin as if you were followed by demons?
Because of Chandler. If he heard what I said to Mrs. Regent, he may suspect what I am doing.
But how can you prevent that now?
In that ancient evil place, I will call down such black forces upon him that he will wish he had never been born.
Oh, no, Dimitri. No, you go too far.
One by one, they shall turn from each other to walk the paths of darkness alone.
Dimitri, you did not tell me.
I tell you now.
Children, what did you find out about Dimitri?
For one thing, the Egyptian government's about to revoke its permission to excavate those ruins. The man I talked to scared to death of Dimitri.
What did I tell you?
He finally admitted it was because Dimitri's a student of black magic.
Oh, what nonsense. There's no such thing as black magic.
That's where you're wrong, Dot. There are still a few people who keep those terrible secrets alive.
You mean... deadly curses and the worship of evil?
That's right. Dimitri is said to have been a pupil of a renegade Russian monk.
Frank, where are you going?
I'm just getting the crystal, Dot. Maybe you'd rather not see this.
I certainly do want to see it.
Well, sit here, then. I'm sure now it was Dimitri who kept me from hearing the yogi's voice last night. By the power of the 3x3, I will look upon the face of Dimitri at this moment...
Standing in the shadows.
He's out there on that desert ruin.
There's a weird green light coming from somewhere.
What? Why, there's Sonia.
She looks terrified. And no wonder. Frank, what...
Wait, Dad. Listen.
Spirit of Mulga, master of the Black Arts, remember thy servant.
What does he mean?
It's an ancient incantation of evil.
Oh, he looks like Satan himself. His eyes and that white face.
Remember.
Listen, I have to hear this.
Spirit of eternal night, remember. The evil eyes, the evil mouth, the words that bring madness and death. I call upon each of you, I call upon all of you. Send your black forces upon those who bear the name of Regent.
Frank, can he really do...
Spirit of Namtal, most cruel of all demons, remember. Visit all your black powers upon Shandu.
Frank, can that really have any effect on us?
Not unless we let it, Dot. Evil has no power except what we give it. We'll tell Betty and Bob. That's the best protection they can have. Well, there you are.
Look at all the things we bought. We got you some perfume, Mother.
Why, thank you, dear. Bob, put the packages down there. Uncle Frank wants to talk to you.
Uh-oh. About Dimitri.
Why do you say that?
Well, you and Mom don't like him, do you?
For a very good reason. I'll tell you. Sit down, kids.
You see, Bob, they think you are still a child.
Huh?
Bob, what's the matter, son?
Tell her, Bob. You are old enough to choose your own friends.
Listen, Mom, I can pick my own friends.
Bob Regent, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Bob, what are you listening to?
I don't have to answer a lot of questions.
Bob.
Leave them, Bob. Meet me at the desert ruin. I will be waiting.
Okay.
Frank, look at him. What's the matter with him?
Listen to me, Bob. I know Dimitri's...
Oh, pipe down, Uncle Frank. I know what I'm doing.
Excellent.
I'll see you later.
Bob, wait!
Before we bring the conclusion of tonight's story of the sinister Prince Dimitri, may we take another moment to remind you that White King Soap is the magic touch for washing clothes and the magic touch for washing dishes as well. And if you think washing dishes takes too much time out of your day, try White King Soap in your dishpan right away. See how quickly and completely those tiny White King granules dissolve like magic into heaps of rich, foaming soap suds. See how those suds keep right on billowing up when you cool the water down to the right temperature for fast dishwashing. See how quickly you can speed through piles of dirty dishes when you've plenty of nice, thick soap suds and water that feels comfortable to your hands. And then, douse your dishes with a hot water rinse and see how those White King suds rinse away quick as a flash. Leave your china and glassware and silver shining so bright they dry in a jiffy. So save time every busy day by washing dishes the speedy White King way. And start saving those White King box tops for Chandu magic tricks we will soon be offering you. Remember, for washing clothes or dishes, nothing washes like soap. And there's no soap like White King. The desert near Giza, an underground passageway only recently excavated from the sands of 6,000 years. On the walls, hideous carvings depicting ancient ceremonies. We return you to Chandu, the magician.
Frank.
Sonia, is Bob here?
You must know he is. Why have you brought your sister and Betty to this place?
Because we were afraid to stay at the hotel alone.
Where is Bob?
There. You see the green light under the door?
Good Lord. Bob!
Yeah?
Oh, do
something, Frank. What's that little image in his hand?
An image of Satan.
While he holds it, he is beyond your reach. Can do the magician.
Oh, take it away from him.
He must give it up himself.
But he will never give it up. And you have brought them all to me.
Dimitri, what have you done to my son?
What you see, madame.
You will release my nephew from this evil spell.
It is calm, then. Once again, as I have seen it often, good against evil. You shall see which is stronger.
We shall indeed.
We from the river of the dead, remember! Black forces of ancient Namta, remember!
There's the music. What do you want, Dimitri?
Oh, stop him, Frank.
Leave this to me. Take Betty and go out of here.
You need not go, Betty, my little friend.
Go on, Dot. Now.
Betty, come on.
Oh, well. Later. Now, Bob, tell your uncle you are free of him and your charming mother. Tell him.
Bob.
I don't have to take orders from anybody. I'm going to Paris with Dimitri tonight.
Drop that image of evil.
You stay away from me. I hope I never see you again. Her mom either.
Tell her you cannot overcome the secrets of ancient Egypt.
In the name of the 3x3, I summon all the forces of good in the universe. By the secrets of the East, the mystic, unforgotten secrets of the Lotus, the power to defeat this evil thing is mine. Do you hear that, Dimitri? I am not fighting your black magic alone. The ones you have marked for dishonor and death will be saved.
No. They are not the first to walk the paths of darkness because of me.
Get out of here, Uncle Frank. You'll never beat him.
You hear that, Chandu? You are weak as the good are always weak.
Love is stronger than hate. Good is stronger than evil.
Mulga, help me!
He cannot... Your altar light is dying.
Laura!
The wind from the river of the dead has blown away to its black source.
Mulga! I summon you back!
Dimitri, servant of Satan, your power for evil is broken.
Oh, I will not listen!
But you will look. Bob, drop the image. Drop it.
No, you will not!
Drop it.
No!
Bob! You are free!
Uncle Frank, am I glad to see you. You got here just in time.
There will be another day.
For you, Dimitri? Oh, no. You've had your last chance.
You predict this, sorcerer?
I know. You will be recalled to Europe tomorrow. You will not live to return.
Chandu the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Vera Oldham. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins, Dorothy Regent is played by Irene Tedrow, Betty by Joy Terry, and Bob by Lee Millar. Lou Krugman is Dimitri, and Sonia is played by Irene Winston. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The program is produced and directed by Cyril Armbrister. We invite you to listen again next week at this hour when the makers of White King bring you mystery, romance, and intrigue in Chandu, the Magician. Howard Culver speaking. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.